Hey, yo.
Yo, this is breaking news.
Check it out.
It's hot off the wire.
Off the wire.
With Al Freitas.
Yeah. Hot off the wire is brought to you by Geico. What does it mean when Geico says just 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on car insurance? It means you probably should have gone to geico.com 15 minutes ago. Soulja Boy has officially been charged with misdemeanor unlawful possession of loaded firearm for an arrest that happened last January. He also faces a marijuana possession charge.
Surprise.
Exactly. Too Short says he was in a rush and he packed the wrong bag, and that's why he didn't realize he had a loaded gun in his bag when he was arrested at Bob Hope Airport in California last week. Now he says he ran when they found the gun because he was just nervous. He just wanted to talk to his legal team. That's all. Mariah Carey apparently had some trouble hitting her signature high notes while kicking off her tour in Tokyo over the weekend. Fan footage from the concert shows Mariah struggling through Always Be My Baby. You know, that's one of her songs.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And they got her. You know, Twitter got her.
Well, we're going to have you guys hear that coming up in just a few minutes.
I'm so sad for her. Yeah, friends of French Montana's ex say he was pretty much a deadbeat dad. Didn't see his kid but 4 days all year long and went as long as 7 months without seeing his four-year-old son. Meanwhile, wow. Y'all know we saw him with Chloe and Trina all over the place. Now, this is just one person's word, so right. I don't know. Right. Fantasia's ex has filed for custody of their 13-year-old daughter, and she was like, I have a daddy. No, I'm just kidding. Because Fantasia, no, I'm saying that because Fantasia says they have never had a relationship, and he's never provided any financial support over the past 13 years. So guess what she's doing? She wants to sue him for financial support, and I bet she's going to have to pay that child support. You want to open Pandora's box? Let's go.
Yep, let's go.
Annie Lennox going on Beyonce after her epic MTV and VMA performance last month. She says Beyonce's feminism is more tokenistic than flawless. She says she wants to sit down and have a little talk with Beyonce. Hey, looks like Amber Rose is rebounding quite nicely with Gene Simmons' son, Nick. The two were grinding on each other at the Roxy. Remember the Roxy in LA? And sucking fingers.
Ew.
That's just yuck.
Nice.
And just in time for Christmas soup, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West dolls. No, it's real. Chloe posted pictures of them on her IG.
Okay.
Tops at the box office over the weekend. Number one movie was Gone Girl. $38 million. I hear this is Ben Affleck and Tyler Perry's best performances ever. Britt, didn't you tell me you had some ratchet reality?
Yes. Yandy Smith from Love & Hip Hop New York is pregnant. Drea and her boyfriend Orlando Scandrick are back together. And rumor has it, Real Housewives of Atlanta, they had to call the police during filming because Candy's mom and Todd's mom started fist fighting each other.
Nice.
Oh my gosh. And how about why you didn't put in her when you got cussed out by T.I. on IG over the weekend?
You can see that.
He didn't cuss her out. He just put her in her place.
He just said, you need to just figure out what the story is. Why didn't he tell us what the story was then?
Exactly.
What happened? What happened? Well, just go to our Instagram, at Russ Parr Show. Sorry. I'm out Freitas. That's hot off the wire. Go to at Russ Parr Show. Yeah, the whole thing's posted there.
Wow.
Hey, the hip-hop legends are heading over to Good Day, D.C. On Fox 5. That's locally in D.C., man. Doing some wonderful things. Waiting for The Cure. Mama Luke, man. This is really great, man. We got to thank Pink, y'all. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You guys know that.